play a little high school football, Region 1 5A football.
And a good game this really is. We didn't talk a lot about it. You heard Coach McPherson mention it. You don't want to say this is a revenge game, but this is a game that these Vikings, a large number, what did we graduate? Less than 10 seniors. So the majority of this team for the Vikings was on the field last year when they were eliminated from the playoffs by these Red Demons. So there's a little bit of animosity there. There's a little bit. They want to avenge that loss from last year. They want to go into this and go into the playoffs undefeated out of the region and let people know that last year really truly was, as some people say, a fluke. It was a rebuilding year. It was one of those years that we just didn't have everything clicking. But this year, things have changed, and the Vikings are serious about this ball game.
This is an east-west stadium. Vikings will receive at the west end. They will be going from left to right on your radio dial, white jerseys, maroon pants. And while the Red Demons are in maroon jerseys, maroon pants with white numbers. Back deep is Darius Perry. Greg Reed is in the middle. And there's
Kari Franklin
on the far side. The kickoff will be number
81.
That is David Clark, a young man who last year was 13 out of 14 on field goal attempts, 83 out of 84.
Got two on us last year, I believe.
Yes, he did.
So he is a powerful weapon. Whenever you've got a field goal kicker that when you can get in the inside that 35-yard line and maybe even a 40-yard field goal kick, that's a dangerous weapon. And we're ready to get this thing underway, Wes.
And the white hat, a Gulf South Conference referee, officiating this ball game. Clark approaches the ball, and if the line drive kick goes to between Gregory, picks it up at the 5, the 10, and he's around the corner. He slips and falls down as he crosses the 20, and he'll fall down at the 24. The ball squirted, it kind of squirted through the legs of Darius Perry, and Gregory picked it up at the 5. Tried to come up the middle, and then it went around the left side, gets across the 20, like I can say, after the 24. And that's where our Vikings will take over first and 10 at the Lounge 24-yard line.
Wes, you hit the nail on the head. He slipped down as he was trying to make that cut. So we'll watch these corners, these edges of the field that a lot of times get a little bit loose.
We come out in the wing, too. We bring the tight end to the press box side of the field. Kari Franklin goes under center. Four-man foot for the Demons. Pitch out of the ball's on the ground. Reed falls on it, and it's on the ground. Let's see what happens.
The Demons say they have it.
And they do. The Demons have recovered. We have turned it over at our 17-yard line.
First play of the ball game. Kari Franklin goes to pitch and just pitches too wide to Greg Reed. Greg tries to get back down on top of the ball. But the Demons take over with a very short field about the 18-yard line. And the Red Demons quickly to the line of scrimmage.
First and 10, they set our 18-yard line. And they give it to number 20 going around the right side. We hit him just as he crosses the line of scrimmage, and he'll pick up 2 yards.
In on the
That's
tack.
Aaron Allen.
I'm sorry, number 9, Gerald Demp, just came around from his defensive back for a safety position and brought him down. So a pickup of what, just over 1?
Nope, 2 yards. 2nd and 8. Ball on the far hash mark. McAllister goes under center, brings the receiver to the near side, takes the ball again, drops back, looks, goes out in the flat. In and out of hands of number 12, that's Michael Hickey. It'll be third and 8, but there's a flag down at the 15-yard line.
The wide receiver was wide open.
Illegal procedure. So, Coach, did you go with 3rd and 8, or do you back it up and make it with 2nd and about 13?
We just talked about the kicker. I say you take the penalty, Wes.
And that's what he's going to do.
The quarterback, W.J. McAllister, for the Red Demons, had an open receiver, just overthrew him.
McAllister, a junior quarterback. McAllister comes all the way to the sideline, gets the play, comes back in. Just underway, 11-12 to go here in the first quarter. Our Vikings turned it over on the very first play. They bring Hickey to press box side of the field. McAllister goes under center, got a man in motion. And they give it on the counter to number 20. He's through the hole. Touchdown, Red Demons.
That counter is what Houston County hurt us with last year. nobody's really been terribly successful with the counter, just short pickups most of the time, and the Red Demons strike first blood with the counter play.
By Clark on to attempt the extra point. There's a snap, falls down, blocked by Kelly Dawsey. And it's 6-0 the Demons. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Time Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
High school football on a South Georgia Friday night is a Southern tradition. Just like doing business with Farmers and Merchants Bank, we've been building relationships and service since 1907, becoming a leader by providing quality customer service. We take great pride in getting to know you as an individual and building a personal relationship. With locations in Lakeland, Nashville, Homerville, Covington, and Valdosta, we are a Southern tradition you can bank on, and we're putting your priorities first. Member FDIC.
Now back to more Viking football action
on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at McConnell-Talbert Stadium, and David Clark set to kick off again.
One of Robin's struck quickly, and they lead 6-0 with 11:06 left in the first quarter.
Clark approaches the ball. High end-over-end kick that Greg Reed will take at the one. Comes straight up the field. Now goes far side towards our bench. Got a little wall across the 20, 25, at the 30. Down the sideline to the 35. Cuts back inside at the 50. He's across the 40.
They got him stepping out over here.
And they said he stepped out of bounds. Where?
They marking it here. Well, wait a minute. Where are they marking?
There's a hole. They're going to mark him out at the 48, 47
somewhere.
At our 48-yard line, because he had a hole. He looked like he was off to the races for another 99-yard touchdown return.
Well, let's see how the Vikings answer after a turnover and then a quick score on a short field by the Red Demons.
Here comes the Mayflower Moving Company. Franklin goes under center. Still in motion. We keep it a target. No, he keeps Carter Franklin, keeps it, and he's hitting the backfield, and he'll lose 6 yards.
That defensive line did a great job just pushing over the right side of the offensive line, and Carey just had no place to go.
Second and 16. These Demons have come to play football tonight here on senior night at their home field. We bring C.J. Moore to our side of the field. In a four-man front, they've got three linebackers. They walk a corner up on the far side of the field. Take the snap. Franklin rolls right, looking, pump fake. Pulls out those downfield and throws it out of bounds.
C.J. Moore, the intended receiver.
It'll be third and 16. It would have been enough for a first down.
That's one of those passes, Wes. They throw it, the quarterback throws it really, really low, so that he doesn't get it intercepted, and really the only place that the receiver can catch it is down at his shoelaces, and C.J. Moore just not able to get down low enough and make the catch.
Ethan Barber will hold the ball. Darius Howell now comes to our side, single coverage. Tied in to the Viking side of the field. Postel in motion towards us in a slot. Corey Franklin again rolls right, look at the pass, got great protection, lost it downfield, catch made, no interception by the Demons at the 36-yard line, and he returns it all the way back out to the Demons 45.
He had Jerry Postel open. He just underthrew the ball, and it resulted in that interception. That is Corey's first interception of the year, Wes.
Now set it down at the 45-yard line. 10 minutes to go first quarter. We've turned it over twice. Demon in a split wing T. They give it to the fullback.
The quarterback keeps.
Yep. I thought they gave it to the fullback. McAllister, the quarterback, keeps it over the right side. He'll pick up about 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 from there.
Michael Copeland, number 17, on the tackle for the Vikings.
Well, Right now, they're getting great blocking by their offensive line. We're in a five-man front. Quick snap. Again, now they give it to the fullback. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
Little Bear Simmons able to just barely get him by the ankle and bring him down before he only gained a couple yards.
He'll pick up two, so it'll be third and five at the 50. And they don't waste any time. When McAllister gets the play and they come to the line of scrimmage, they snap it quick. Follow them near hash mark. Demons going from right to left on your radio dial. They send a receiver far side, one near side. Now they put a man in the slot on our on the press box side. Take the snap, drop the back, looks, goes out in the flat, catches made, but he's hit immediately, and that gets by our one man, and Dick pulls him down, but it's going to be close to the first down on the far side of the field.
Yeah, Kelly Dolphy had a shot at him, just not able to get him to the ground, and then Gerald Dempse got there, but maybe not before that the Red Demons got a first down.
8:48 to go, first quarter.
They're going
to
measure.
We trail 6-0.
Wes, he's probably going to be short by about half the football length. And I'm just guessing, in case you're wondering.
And it is short. Coach Bob Way, he's going to go for it. Sends the play in with McAllister.
This is where the defensive line of the Vikings has got to be disciplined, because they're going to try and pull them off sides first. But then they may come out and go ahead and snap it on just a short game. West, pretty good crowd made the trip up from Lowndes County.
And the team has got the ball boy going out on the field to get the ball. Now they throw the ball to him. He runs off the field. He brings the receiver to the press box side. He's got two backs in the backfield. Tied in to the Viking side of the field. McAllister goes under center. We're in a six-man front, takes a snap. They moved, but it wasn't called. And well, they're got enough for the first down out to the full, out to our 45-yard line.
Yeah, just a quick snap, quarterback keeper, and he was able to get over the line for about a half-yard pickup, but just enough.
I thought the left side of their line moved just...
Well, Wes, they marching back, but it's still a first down. I thought he had actually made the 45-yard line. But he only needed about the 44-and-a-half, so...
They're going to bring the chains out.
It will be a first down by about half the length of the football. Yep.
At our 45-yard line.
Our Vikings trail 6-0 here with 8:30 left in the first quarter. Two turnovers by the Vikings.
We go back to a five-man front. McAllister goes under center. They give it to the fullback. He gets hit at the cross of the line of scrimmage. He'll pick up two. Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like we're playing, our defensive line's playing about a yard and a half off the ball.
Yeah, they're not really right tight on the ball, and I'm not sure why that is. When they get into short yardage situation, they were tighter on the line of scrimmage.
Second, a long eight. McAllister again splits his back. Drops back to pass, rolls to our side, looking, throws downfield. Catch in and out of the hands of Hurley, or Hickey, that is.
Again, another miss, and Greg Reed was looking for the tackle. I think if he'd kind of had a head up there, he might have seen that ball get tipped up in the air.
It'll be third and eight. 8 minutes to go, first quarter. We trail 6-0. We fumbled it, and we fumbled an interception so far. They bring Hickey again to the press box side, put a man in the slot. That's Aaron Allen. McAllister in the shotgun now. He drops straight back, looks, throws out in the flat, way over Hickey's head, and the Demons will have to punt tonight.
Wes, the disheartening part of that is they have open receivers. For the Vikings, we're just not getting out in that receiver coming out into the flat there, and he's just going out. Now, that was not enough for a first down where he would have caught the ball.
And their kickoff specialist and field goal man, David Clark, will also do the punting. He's standing back about his 42-yard line. Greg Reed standing at our 10. We drop off the line. We're not coming after this one. A high, high kick. Greg Reed signals for a quick catch. makes it at the 15-yard line, and that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 with 7:49 to go, trailing 6-0. And, Bill, I got to do this real quick. Go ahead. Chaz Allison just moved down recently from Atlanta and works at Anytime Fitness, where I go to train every day and work out, and I see him every day. And Chaz wants to wish his lovely mom, Laura Allison, happy birthday. Today's her birthday. He wanted to wish his mom happy birthday. Showed me their family picture. Got 10 children.
Just great.
Showed me his family picture. I had to ask him which one was his mom. Corey Franklin goes under center. Takes the snap. Gives it to
Darius Ferry.
Darius Ferry. Darius fights his way up to the 20-yard line for about a 5-yard gain. Darius Ferry, who last week broke Lynn Williams' all-time rushing record on a 41-yard touchdown run that put us up. Gave us a go-ahead touchdown to put us up over Tift County.
And for good.
And for good,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, very pretty lady. Of course, her husband lives in Atlanta, so I've got to be nice here. But I could not tell who the daughters. She looked like one of the daughters. Carter Franklin takes the snap. He goes left. He's got people out there on him. Cuts back inside. And he will not get back to the line of scrimmage. And Demons read that play perfectly.
Yeah, Corey was trying to sweep outside. He saw something and cut back inside. And, again, that just gave the defensive line time to come back to him. And nothing doing for Corey Franklin on that run.
Third and 5.
Wes, we got a lot of folks back in Valdosta that didn't make the trip, but want to say hello to all those people, Charlie and Bill and Troy, and I'll get everybody else in a minute.
We send Darius Howell to the far side. Franklin goes under center. The Demons still in the four-man front. And look at what, who's got it? He's got the ball. He's out to the races. They will not catch him. They will not catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, T-Money. Wes, we got to see Tavares Williams this afternoon, or actually this morning, when we went to go talk to Coach McPherson, and you could tell there's a little fire in his eyes.
Bill Osborne, where did the ball come from?
And good handoff skills by Corey Franklin.
Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. Chip Osborne.
The old swinging gate. They go into their normal formation.
To snap it. Christian Glisson on to hold. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicked up. And it's good. And with 6:16 to go here in the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7, Warner Robins 6. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WPGA.
Football, an indoor game. And if it were played inside your house, it would quickly destroy everything. Termites are all around your home. And as long as they're outside, it's fine. It's when they get inside your home, they destroy it. Astro Exterminating knows how to keep termites outside your home and protect your life's largest investment. Living in the most termite-infested part of the country, termites are out there. To keep them out there, call Astro Exterminating. Keeping termites outside since 1969.
Your home for Lounge High Viking football.
News Talk 105.9.
WBGA.
Back at McDonald's Albert Stadium. Mark Willis set to kick off. Darius Lane back deep to receive, and that's
nice
where the ball
kick
is going to go. Takes it at the one, comes right up the sidelines at the 10-15, and we'll haul him down about the 17-yard line.
Well, if that's where Mark, they want Mark to kick that ball. That was right in that corner, about the 1-yard line, where you cut the field in half, and your defenders are able to pinch him down inside that corner. And as a result, we get him down inside the 20-yard line.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line. McAllister quickly brings the Red Demons to the line of scrimmage. They bring Hickey out to our side, to the press box side of the field. And they give it to Allen as he comes around.
And a host of Vikings on the tackle. You were talking about that handoff earlier. Corey Franklin has over the year, gotten better and better with disguising where he hands the ball off. I know you thought maybe Darriott had it, then maybe, then Kari kept it. But it's just a quick give to the fullback, and they just did such a great job. And T-Money able to get in for the touchdown.
Hickey again jumps near side. They put a man in the slot. McAllister goes, takes the snap, keeps the ball, looks to pitch it out, cuts back inside, and is now tackled behind the line of scrimmage. He'll actually lose a yard. And it'll be third and about 11.
Little Bear Devin.
About the 16-yard line.
Little Bear Devin Simmons in on the tackle.
Now they say he got back to the line of scrimmage, third and 10.
And we'll keep saying it all night, I'm sure. The Red Demons, so quick, once they get to the line of scrimmage and snap that ball. And there's the line, and there's the snap. Quarterback, shovel pass.
Shovel pass and picks it up. Nope, they said
that'll
incomplete
be an
pass.
That'll be an incomplete shovel pass. Tavares Williams was the one picking up the what would have been maybe a fumble, and he had nothing in front of him but green grass into the end zone. But that'll be fourth and 10 now for the Red Demons, and they send in their punt team. The Vikings send back number 24, Greg Reed, back deep to receive. He had to fair catch that last punt because it was such a high, good punt. Their punter, number 81, David Clark.
And Clark's trying to punt. Clark's ready to punt. Greg Reed standing back to receive. High, high punt. Greg Reed takes it about the 45, and he'll get down to about the 42-yard line. And that's where he takes over from. Our Vikings will take over from the Demon 42-yard line. I'd like to say hello to Rita Tompkins, who was in the hospital. Miss Wes Taylor's secretary was in the hospital yesterday, and she's standing on the sidelines at the Warner Robins game tonight.
Very good.
We're waving at Rita right now. How you doing, Miss Rita?
We all saw you wave there, Wes.
We're all waving. She doesn't see us waving at her, but we're waving at her from
that's
the press
okay.
Box.
Well, Wes, wait a minute. Now, Greg fielded the punt. I missed the penalty. A penalty against the Vikings will bring the ball back over the 50-yard line. So the Vikings will have it first down and 10 from the 48-yard line. And quarterback number two, Kari Franklin, in the backfield, Adrian Hargett and Darius Perry.
Franklin takes the snap. And he keeps the ball, pitches out now to Darius Perry, cuts inside. He gets hit by a host of demons as he crosses the 50, fights his way down to the 45, where it's going to be third and 3 from there.
Yeah, good 7-yard gain. The pitch a little better from Kari that time. Still, it didn't have quite the authority that we've seen from Kari early on this year. The ball a little wobbly coming out. Gary did a great job fielding that pitch and picked up the 7 yards.
Second and 3. 4:18 to go first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-6. We now send Darius Howell to the Vikings side of the field. Tied into our side, press box side. Postel in motion, and we give it to Darius again on the counter. And just look at him. Spot as he crosses the 45. He won't get to about 2 yards, but he was hit by three or four Red Demons at one time. And Darius Perry just refused to go down without picking up positive yardage.
Yeah, they're only going to give him a yard, so it'll be third down and really a short two.
C.J. Moore brings the play in.
A big offensive line.
Third and 2. Demons in a 4-man front. Give it to Hargett. No, Kari Franklin keeps it. No, he didn't.
Hargett had it.
Hargett had it, and he got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th and 2. Coach, do you roll? No, he actually loses a couple yards. It's going to be 4th and a very long 3. Back at the 45.
Well, no, the line, the marker on the other side moved. He actually didn't lose any yards.
So 4th and 2, and he says, nope, we're not going to chance it. We're going to go in and punt. And with that, Warner Robins will send number 12, Michael Hickey, back, send him back deep.
Peyton Martin sets the punt for the Vikings.
Standing about our 42-yard line. There's Chip Osborne. Snap right to it. High, high punt. Driving back. Hickey will catch it at the 5. Drops it. And do we have it? Do we have it? No, he said the Demons recovered it.
Now, Wes, that situation right there, he went attempted to field the ball at the 5-yard line. That's something that you, as you grow up, your coaches tell you, inside the 10-yard line, that ball's coming, let it go.
Let it go.
And he fielded it at the 5-yard line, and now he's put his offense in a situation that they've got to dig themselves out of a hole here, starting at the 6-yard line.
Our signal fair catch, but it hit and bounces
sure,
to the end
exactly
zone.
Yeah.
20. McAllister sends the brain Dickey to the press box side, goes under center, a man in motion, gives it to the fullback over the right side, and the fullback will get about a yard, maybe two. 2.5 minutes to go. Vikings lead it 7-6. We're in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was a good punt by Hayden Martin. I really thought it was going to go ahead and hit and roll into the end zone. And real fortunate for the Vikings that Hickey tried to field it.
2nd and 8. The ball at the 8-yard line. McAllister gives it.
On the counter again. Got positive yards on that.
The 2nd and 1 on the 9.
Or third and 1.
No, 3rd and 1. The ball just, I'd say, on the 9. To move it out to, I'm sorry, on the 15-yard line.
Right. They need to get to the 16-yard line, or actually, looks like just over the 16-yard line to get a first down.
Couch takes the snap, gives it to the fullback, and he looks like he's got just enough to get the first down.
So far that Red Demon offensive line, when they need the yard or 2 yards, they've been able to give it to them whenever they need it. .120 now left in the first quarter. The Vikings do lead 7-6.
Hickey comes near side. McAllister is under center, running a 5-man front. Now a man in motion for the press box. McAllister's got it, though. The keeper pitch out to the tailback, trying to go around the right side. He crosses the 20. We're running out of bounds about the 22 for a 3-yard pickup.
Darius Lane put a stiff arm on Greg Reed, got his hand up into the face mask, and really pushed Greg off. But Greg stayed with him.
2nd and 7 from the 22-yard line.
Okay, Mr. Official. On a stiff arm, and you get it way up into the face mask. Is that a penalty?
Not on the offensive man unless he grabs the face mask and pulls it.
Gotcha.
Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. McAllister keeps it, dropping back to look at the pass. He's being pressured. And we've got
Desmond
him back at the 9-yard line.
That's the 2nd sack in the 2nd week in a row that Desmond Miller has gotten a sack.
And if I say the 9, they're going to mark him down at the 10. That's going to be about a 9-yard loss. It'll be 3rd and 19 from the 10-yard line.
That's the kind of defensive stop we needed there, Wes.
Hickey jumps to the press box side. McAllister takes the snap, gives right to the fullback up the middle, and he gets drove backwards. He'll pick up, I tell you what, he'll pick up 3 yards before he's driven backwards.
Wes, McAllister, also like Franklin, does a really good job. I kind of almost lost the handoff there. They run, of course, the wing T offense.
That's the end of the first quarter. Our Vikings lead it 7-6. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Hi, I'm Wes James, the voice of the Lounge High Vikings. Recently, people have been coming up to me and complimenting me on my weight loss and asking, what diet am I on? Well, it is no diet. It all started last November when I joined Anytime Fitness over at the Five Point Shopping Center. Under the direction of Adam and Erica Getzmeyer, we set realistic goals and established a good workout and exercise plan along with a nutritional diet. Under their guidance, the weight began to fall off and my waist began to shrink. At Anytime Fitness, I can work out, do cardio, or even tan any time of the day, any day of the week. Anytime Fitness is open 24/7. Anytime Fitness has a complete line of cardio machines along with a Nautilus circuit, Nautilus free weights, and pre-core ellipticals. Anytime Fitness also offers personal training with the best personal trainers in South Georgia. So if you want to improve your overall health, increase your energy level, improve your self-esteem and overall well-being through diet, exercise, cardio, and weight training, Anytime Fitness is the place to be. Anytime Fitness at the Five Point Shopping Center and a new location soon to open on St. Augustine Road near Blanton Commons. Anytime Fitness, a proud sponsor of Lounge High Football. Tell them West sent you.
Now
now, more Lounge High Vikings football action on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at McConnell Baldwin Stadium, we start the second quarter. Vikings lead 7-6. Left hands along with Wild Bill Osborne. David Clark standing in his end zone for this punt. Greg Breed standing back about the Red Demon 47-yard line. We've got eight men up on the line of scrimmage. Nice booming kick. Rick Reed drives it back to our 45. He's across the 50. The 45 cuts inside, and they'll haul him down at the 32-yard line.
A unique thing about Greg Reed, when he fields a punt, when he fields a kickoff, anything, he gets into open field, he's not always looking to get to the sideline or get to he's unpredictable. That run just straight up the gut, trying to see if he could get something to break out of the middle. So often you get a guy that he gets successful at one place or another, and he gets predictable. He'll go to the outside, always through the middle. Greg is just going wherever he thinks there might be a hole.
And a 23-yard return for Greg Reed. Vikings quickly to the line of scrimmage. Demons in a four-man front with three linebackers. Darius Perry in motion, and we give it a hard get. No, we don't. Pitch it. The ball's on the ground. And they say, no, that was a forward pass. Incomplete.
Wow, so they're going to call an incomplete pass. Again, another pitch from Corey. Just not a lot of authority coming out. He had that option as he came around the right side.
And Coach Way out talking to the official, he said, no, wait a minute. That looked like to be a backward pass or a lateral to me.
Yeah.
Second and 10. What the Demons are doing, is normally they play a 50 defense. They're playing a four-man front, three linebackers, but they're taking a corner and walking him up on the strong side. We put our tight end to the right side. That's where they walk the corner up, just off the tight end side. Wayne T, we've got Hargett at fullback. Now we bring Postel in motion to give it to Darius Perry on the counter, and he gets to the 30. He'll pick up 2 yards, and that's all he's going to get. It's going to be third and eight from there.
The hole open for just a second. Garrett, with great speed, really, on that acceleration he has, was just not able to get through the hole quick enough before it shut down.
I'd like to say hello to Kip McLeod. Worked with Kip last night. He said, say hi to me tonight. I'll be listening to you. So hello, Kip McLeod.
Yeah, Kip McLeod, the principal at Hayhower Middle School.
Say hello to my buddy, Kevin Strickland.
Oh, I got to say hello to Bruce tonight, if he's listening.
Third and eight. Corey takes a snap. And we get it to Darius over the right side. Darius fights his way down about the 25.
So we're at 26-yard line, Wes.
That'd be be a 32-yard field goal attempt if we attempted one.
No. It'd be 36. Yeah, 42.
42, it's going to be fourth and a very long four.
Right. And this is an area that Mark has been in from the 40. He's not been terribly successful. I don't know that he's made one from 40. But you get him 35 in, he's been real successful. So we may, yep, they're going to go for it here, Wes.
10:23 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 7-6. Franklin goes under center. We bring Darius Howell to the press box side. Two tight ends. And we
pull
it to the fullback, Adrian Hargett, and he's across the 20. Did his knee go down before he stumbled down? No, he didn't.
No.
Down to the 19.
First down.
Vikings.
Yeah, Adrian Hargett, I think he was so surprised the hole opened up as well as it did that he was stumbling over himself, and he realized where that first down marker was and lunged himself forward to get the first down.
Now we're in the T-bow, and Greg Reed's got it around the right side, and he goes off the right tackle, cuts back inside, and right off the bat picks up 6 yards. It'll be second and four from the, see what I mark it down at, Bill, the 13-yard line.
Looks like it, yep. Greg, when he gets in that shotgun, he has an opportunity to see the whole field, and so he finds the hole.
They bring Darius Howell to the near side, and they put Jerry Postel in the slot. Greg Reed still in the T-bow.
Strong side left.
Yep. There's a snap, and he comes left. Got a hole, cuts back inside, shoots one man, two, three, spins off a man, touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Greg Reed. That's just not fair, Wes. Greg Reed the way he jukes people and has a great spin move, no one can touch him, and he goes right into the end zone for a Viking score.
The Red Demon defender come up, and I mean hit him, and as went to hit him, Greg Green just clung to the 360 on him and danced into the end zone. There's a swinging gate. Christian Glisson comes over now to kneel down. Mark Willis on to attempt the extra point. There's Chip Osborne's snap. Ball's down, kicked up, and it's good. And with 9:06 to go here in the first half, it's our Vikings 14. Warner Robbins, 6. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge Out Football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
How do you like your steak? Juicy? USDA choice? Freshly cut every day? Well, my friend, my answer to you is Austin's Cattle Company. They've got you covered from their famous prime rib to the New York Strip all the way to the Delmonico and so much more. Fresh seafood, ribs, chicken, and a laundry list of delicious appetizers to choose from, like potato skins, French onion soup, and chicken fingers. Austin's, man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Isn't it time for a real steak? Austin's Cattle Company, located just off I-75, exit 16. Austin's, it's an addiction you never have to quit.
Now back to the field for Lounge High Vikings football on News Talk 105.9 WBGA.
Back at McConnell's Auburn Field, Les Chambers along with the Iceman. Wild Bill Osborne, Vikings lead at 14-6. 9:06 to go in the first half. Back deep to receive is Darius Lane along with Aaron Allen. Here's Mark Willis's kick. And it will go to Darius Lane. He'll field it at the 8 on the near side. Comes across the 10, to 15, to 20, 25. There's a flag. 30, 40, and he'll be knocked down by Mark Willis himself. And we got a flag back at the 30.
Yeah, also there on the tackle looks like, number 4, Marcus Solomon. And then Mark Willis down in front. If you're right, a flag went down around the 30. Holding against the Red Demons.
And that'll take it back to the 20-yard line. Bill, two of the officials down there, I could say one of them is currently a Gulf South Conference referee, and the other one used to be.
Well, can we say what association they're from?
I did say the Gulf South Conference.
No, I meant what association.
Oh, yeah.
Crew. They're from the All-Star Association.
Which was the
former Albany Association.
Right. All good officials.
Yeah, really are. Good umpire, referee, line judge, everybody.
McAllister goes under center. Gives the counter to the fullback. Oh, he's across the 30, spin, and fight. He's got a first down. That's number 20, Aaron Allen, junior running back, as he crosses the 20 to 25. Looked a little bit, had shades of Gregory the way he ran that ball in front, and a 12-yard carry and a first down as he gets out to the 32-yard line, where it's first and 10 for the Red Demons from there.
Not a good clinic on tackling by the Vikings on that run.
But that's okay, Ms. Eloise. They'll come back and make a tackle here, I guarantee you. Five-man front gives it to
counter.
Number 2 on the counter. And Darius Lane tries a little Olympic move as he tries to dive over the line of scrimmage and gets hit by Blake Summers.
Also number 64, that's Rich Spivey down there on the defensive line. You know, we talk about that offensive line all year long. And we'll talk about some things they did for you. But that defensive line, too, they deserve as many accolades.
Second and 9. Now McAllister splits his. He sends a receiver far side. He's in the wing tee. Drops straight back, looking. Look at the pass. Goes out in the flat. Catch made by number 20. That's Aaron Allen, and that's a 10-yard pass completion out to the 44-yard line, and that's enough for a first down for the Demons. 8:04 to go, first quarter. First half. Vikings lead it 14-6. Here we're up here in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Marcus Solomon, the defender there on that last play, just couldn't make up enough ground quick enough to catch up with the wide receiver.
Tied in to the near side. Again, we're in a 5-man front. McAllister gives it to number 20, trying to come near side, stretch him out. He'll lose about half a yard.
It was bet by Gerald Dempse around the corner there. Gerald held him up. And Blake Summers and Tavares Williams came in and took him down from there.
And he actually lose 3 yards to be,
let's see, it's pretty close to 3. It's 2.5.
The second and a long 12. McAllister rolls left, looks at the pass, throws out in the flat, over the head of his intended receiver, down at our 45-yard line, so it'll be third and 12 and a half.
Rashad Wines was the intended receiver on coverage, number 24, Greg Reed. Now, Greg was playing the ball that time, Wes, and actually went up trying to, when he saw it going high, trying to make the interception.
I'd like to say hello to Coach Mike Heffner, the men's basketball coach for the Palo Alto State Blazers, and to Beth Elsenrath, who is the wife of the offensive line coach for the Palo Alto State Blazers, listening to our broadcast tonight. Man in motion for the Demons towards our side of the field. Again, McAllister looking to pass, being pressured. There comes the rush, and Blake Summers got him.
Along with T.J. Manning. T.J. was just hawking him down, and Blake came in to slow him up, and the two of them took him down.
And that'll be fourth and about 16 all the way back to the 36, 37-yard line, and they'll punt from there. 6:47 to go, first half. Vikings lead it 14-6. We turned it over our first two possessions. One was a fumble, the other was an interception.
Greg Reed standing about his own 30 now to field this punt.
And David Clark standing at their 22. We've got 9 minutes on the line of scrimmage. And we don't really come. Yeah, we kind of come after it. High, high kick, wobbly, hits the 30 to 25. Greg Reed starts for it. Nope, says I'll just stay away from that one. And the Demons down it on our 22-yard line. Vikings will take over. First and 10 from there.
You're talking about not going for the punts, to block the punts. Number 25, Michael Mitchell. He's come close now twice. He comes in and then makes a slide move to go across and try and get the block. I really think he's going to set that up, and maybe we'll see something a little bit different from Michael, maybe on the next punt attempt.
6 minutes, 17 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Vikings lead at 14-6, and here come the Vikings. And Kari Franklin, tight end, Jordan Black to the press box side. Demons in a four-man front. Now they look like they got five linebackers. And they give it to Hargett. Nope, Kari Franklin keeps it. And those, I tell you what, five linebackers, and they came on a hurry and will lose 2 yards all the way back to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, they put Darian in motion, and it's a sweep. And Kari has that pitch option. He looked for the pitch, but the linebacker had already filled that gap. So all he had was to turn the ball up.
Second and 12 from the 20. We send the receivers to the far side. Now they go back to a four-man front. Give it to Derrick Perry around the right side, and he just runs into a man, bounces off, and fights his way back to the original line of scrimmage, and he may even pick up a yard, and I'll say two. A four-yard carry for Darius Perry as he continues to add to that all-time yardage record that he now owns.
Yeah, he was going around the side. He ran into the back of his guard, number 75, Brady Brantley, and that's what stopped him. I think if he wouldn't have seen that, or maybe side to side, or if Brady was over further, Darius might have broke that for a few yards.
Third and eight, real quickly. I've been calling the offensive line the Mayflower Moving Company all year. And Tuesday night at the coaches' show, they brought me a football. Said the Mayflower Movers, 2007 region champions of the offensive linemen, had signed it and presented it to me. Thank you, fellas. Kari Franklin on the pass, drops back, looking, rolls, look at him, scramble, no place to go, tucks the ball, oh! The Mayflower Movers, 2007 region champions of the offensive linemen, had signed it and presented it to me. Thank you, fella. Kari Franklin on the pass, drops back, looking, rolls, look at him, scramble, no place to go, touch the ball, oh! to the Mayflower Movers. 2007 region champ, each of the offensive linemen had signed it and presented it to me. Thank you, fella. Kari Franklin on the pass, drops back, looking, rolls, look at him, scramble, no place to go, touch the ball, no. The Mayflower Movers, 2007 region champion.
They called the timeout.
That'll be third down and about five, and yep, they're going to let the clock run out. Our Vikings lead it 14-6 here at McConnell-Talbert Stadium in Warner Robins, Georgia.
Clock down under 10 now.
As it runs down?
We'll say. Yeah, they're going to let this go.
And we're going to halftime with
them.
Yeah,
no play. They
no play. Let's go to halftime. Our Vikings lead it 14-6. You're listening. This like a two-minute break. You're listening to Mount High Football on Newstalk 105.9 WBGA.